Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Love, Bless, Do Good, and Pray for Your Enemies, already in progress.
They're doing everything they can to get you and me mad at each other because of our skin color. I'm going to let my wife read to you Matthew 5 in the scripture, and I want you to hear what the Word of God says we are supposed to do as Christians to people. Now, this is word from our commander-in-chief. So listen to what she's going to read.
Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemies.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. What did he just say?
Love your enemies.
He didn't say go against them. He didn't say start killing them, did he?
No.
He said love your enemy. Love your enemy. Okay, honey, read on.
Bless them that curse you.
Bless them. Bless them that curse you. So those that are trying to create all these problems, we need to speak blessings upon these people. Now, these are instructions from the commander-in-chief of the world. And don't you think he's right?
Yes.
Of course he's right. So, okay, read on, honey.
Do good to them that hate you.
Do good to them that hate you. Well, these poor guys, just like that one black boy, it makes no difference what color you are. That black boy that was a military man that was in that building down there in downtown Dallas, I can guarantee you that boy did not have a good Christian daddy at home to raise him. It don't happen. And that's another thing that all of these people have done over the years is try to separate the church or separate people from their children. We're trying our best. And what blows me away, now I hope I don't step on your toes or offend you, but if I do, it just needs to be done. If you are a lousy, good for nothing, nobody that called yourself a Christian that will not come to church, you will not watch Christian television, you will not love your wife like Christ loved the church, if you will not love and do what God says, you are part of the problem. That we as Christians need to be men and women of integrity, that when we make a commitment to marry one another, that is going to be a commitment for life. Till death do you part. It's not until you have your first little scrap, because if you do, you may have that before you get home the first night. Is that true? I mean, you can put a male and a female together and they're always a clash if we let the flesh live with it, right? Now, everybody in this room's had those kind of clashes, I guarantee. But when I see a man or a woman that calls himself a Christian and they're running around on each other, living out of purity, they're living in sin, and they call themselves Christians, and some of them are even ministers. I have a real problem believing that we or even have any idea what this book says. But what does it say the next line? After it says, bless.
And pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you.
Okay, think about that. Those are instructions from our commander-in-chief that we need to read regularly. I mean, it's real easy to hurt somebody. I mean, to tell you, I'm here to tell you that this bunch that's alive and well in government today is doing everything they can to destroy America. And if you don't know that and you can't see that, then there's something wrong with you. But most people have no idea how wicked people can be. I mean, wicked people. And it don't make any difference what color you are, white or black. You know, I'm telling you, but those black boys that were down there shooting, and I don't know how many there were, but I can guarantee there was more than one. Guarantee is more than one. You know, at first we didn't know, but I guarantee is more than one. But when all this going on, as I said, of course, what really made me begin to get to an idea of what's really going on in the world, I had no clue what was going on in the world. I thought everybody loved everybody. I was raised up in a little country home with a mother and dad that loved each other, that never spoke a harsh word to each other in all of my life. I never heard my mother and daddy raise their voice to one another. Never. I was blessed beyond measure. I did not. I thought the whole world lived like this. But guess what? We never had hardly any sickness and disease in our family either. We never went to a doctor. I'd never dreamed about going to a doctor because nobody was living in sin. I had no idea that sin and sickness were directly related back in those days. I had no idea until I got away from home. And then I began to see, hey, when people are fussing and fighting, what is wrong with these people? They got a problem. And especially if you go to somebody's house and he's screaming at her, she's screaming at him. And last Sunday you were in church and you were in church together and they were there, or at least one of them was there. And you think, what is wrong with these people? I never heard words like that in my whole life. What's wrong with these people? Now I know they ain't walking very close to the Lord. They're not listening, because he says in his word, if they've been a good boy, Miss Jackie, love them.
Love them.
But is that the way he said that?
No, he said love everybody.
Love everybody. Even if they're bad?
He said love everybody.
Now, we were reading about our enemy there a while ago, wasn't we?
Love the enemy.
Love the enemy. Love, love, love. This is the way that you shall know who are my real children, by your love one for another. Is husbands and wives supposed to love each other?
Yes.
I thought so.
Yes.
You know, are husbands and wives supposed to be pure to each other?
Yes.
So if you're a Christian and you're out running around on your wife, or your wife's out running around on you, the scripture says that you don't know who he is. He says, you are a liar. You said, but Lord, I call on your name and I go to church. He said, I never knew you. You're not obeying me. I don't know who you are. And that's what makes us sick. Now then, right this second, I want to come to the throne of grace and I want to ask the Father in Jesus' name to open the windows of heaven for all these men and women and boys and girls and everything, black and white, red and yellow. Anybody that was in the Metroplex, and it looks like they're fixing to stir this thing up over the whole United States. Lord, I hope I'm wrong, but I'm going to ask you to move by the power of your Spirit and put every Christian in a place of protection. Lord, and I ask you to open the hearts of the wicked men and women that are being deceived by the cabal of this country, the wicked people. I mean, those wicked people that I used to didn't even know existed, but after going to Vietnam, I know they exist. I see them in operation. I see the things they're doing to this country. I saw what they did in Vietnam. I couldn't believe what I saw in Vietnam. After I'd been there, Lord, for just a very short period of time, I knew we had enough firepower. We could have wiped out that country. We could have cleaned that off. We could have won that battle in 30 days. But we drug it out for years. I saw that happen. But Lord, I ask you to open the hearts of men and women. Men and women that have been deceived by these wicked men. Red and yellow, black and white. That's members of the cabal that's driving this country. That's wanting to get martial law set up so they can federalize the police officers in Dallas. When I heard Obama say he wanted to federalize the police officer in Dallas, I thought, oh God, no, Lord, no, no. We need a group of men that'll fight for us, protect us. And we need, every time we see a police officer, we need to tell them how much we love them and appreciate them. And it don't make any difference what color their skin is. They're there to protect you and me. And most of those people are good people.
Yes.
Father, I ask you to bless them. I ask you to just to watch over them. I thank you, Lord, for being the mighty God that you are. And Lord, help us to walk in a condition of love, a place of love. So Lord, we realize that you're in charge. And we realize that you said in your word that in these last days, perilous times are going to come. So we know that what we're seeing is the fulfillment of the end times. And it's going to get worse. But you promised us, your children, that'll walk in love with you and do what you say, that you will watch over us. You even promised us in Psalm 91 that 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it will not come near us. We shall only see it with our eyes. So Lord, we thank you. You are the mighty God, the King of kings. And I know those of us that are your obedient children, and help us to tell others that they need to become an obedient child of God. They need to walk in love. They need to pray for their enemies and do good to those. Bless them. All the things you told us to do, Lord. We thank you for your word, because we know this is word from our commander in chief, the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of kings. And we know that you will judge righteously. So we turn these men and women over to you, that you will judge them righteously. And you will watch over us and protect us, Lord. And we want to thank you that every one of us that are here in this building today, we are your sons and daughters, and we know you, we love you, we worship you, we praise you, we thank you that we've had the privilege to be called as sons and daughters of God. And Lord, we just give you praise for watching over us and our children, protecting us. But Lord, help us to remember that we're all going to die at one time or another. Nobody gets out of this world without dying. Everybody's going to die. Lord, we want to live as long as we can, but let us walk in peace and be your child and be a demonstration of your spirit while we're here on this earth. And then when we die, when the day does come, and for some it'll be early and some it'll be later, but Lord, when we die, we know we're going to get to go to be with you, and life never ceases. We really are only start to live when we die on this earth physically. Lord, we just thank you for being the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the God of Gods. Thank you, Father. Thank you for opening men's and women's eyes to the Word of God, bringing them into a place where that you will convict them of sin and they'll come to know you as Lord and Savior. Because when men get saved, they change. They become a new creature in Christ. And white men, black men, yellow men, red men, all kinds of men that were wicked and evil, when they really come to know Jesus, they change. And they're interested in you because the Holy Spirit has touched their heart. And we will never be the same. So, Lord, thank you for every man that you've changed. And, Lord, for every one of these men that their eyes have been blinded by the god of this world, which is Satan, we rebuke you, Satan. We command you to get your filthy hands off of these men and women, off of the whole situation here. And every man that you've blinded his mind, we rebuke you and command you to leave. Now, Father, we ask you to send the precious Holy Spirit to do a work of love upon the hearts of these men that do not know you, and begin to convict them of sin and draw them into the kingdom of God and gloriously save them and fill them with the Holy Ghost.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Love, Bless, Do Good, and Pray for Your Enemies, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.